Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The little things you say and do make me want to be with you.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for helping me celebrate 18 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. Very excited about another milestone, folks. When you're a small business owner and you reach another cycle, you pull another cycle off. It's a reason to celebrate. I hope you're doing that too. I hope you're learning from my obnoxiousness and letting your customers know that you made it another year. They'll appreciate it. They'll get excited about it. I promise you. Grace Marie Turner is our guest. She's a original founding member of our Brain Trust, the president of the Galen Institute, Galen, GALEN.org. It's an organization, a think tank that focuses on private market-based healthcare reform. Grace Marie, thanks for being here. But I want you to give us some of your thoughts on the presidential candidates that we're seeing right now in the debates. I know you wrote a piece in Forbes recently about this. What are your thoughts?
Well, first of all, Jim, can I just promote, since we're doing promoting here, we're relaunching today on our website, ObamacareWatch.org. Okay. So it's ObamacareWatch.org. Where people can go and find out everything they want to know about this law and how it affects them. It's a really good resource. And we have a tab up there with solutions. You know, who's talking about solutions?
Mm-hmm.
And the candidates, one of the reasons, Jim, that health care has not been too much of an issue in the Republican presidential debates is because the candidates are so much on the same page.
Mm.
There's not a lot of space between them, which I think
they all want to. The Republicans all say they're going to abolish Obamacare.
Well, repeal Obamacare, but you're not going to be able to repeal it without throwing out a quick safety net and making sure people don't lose their coverage.
They got to have a plan,
which
you've been saying for 3 years. The Republicans can't just repeal Obamacare; they've got to have their plan.
And they do. And Jeb Bush came out with, I think, a very, very responsible plan. He's the most recent one to provide health insurance for working Americans. And he also has a really responsible entitlement reform, so Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security plan, which is what my latest Forbes piece is about.
Mm-hmm.
But I point out how similar it is to the policies that have been proposed by Marco Rubio and Chris Christie, some of the serious candidates that really do have policy proposals, not the leading ones don't. And I think that's going to be a wonderful thing for governors because they really come in with an agenda of how to move toward what I believe is the health reform the American people want, which is free market, doctors and patients in charge, consumers, not bureaucrats, making decisions about health insurance and medical care.
Here's the thing that I think people are missing, because they probably didn't have the perspective on it that you have and that I have. And I only say that not because I've been talking to you, but also because of the products I've been buying for all this time. What people don't realize is the options that Obamacare gave them look very much like an HSA option, right?
Except without the HSA,
I'm talking about the cost, the method, a high deductible. I mean, we're talking about people who their entire lives have never had a deductible. All they had was copays. Now they've got several thousand dollars in deductibles that they never had before. They never had in their life before,
right.
And their premiums have gone up. And so this is, if we were going to do this, we could have gone with the Enzi bill back in, what was it, 7 or 8, 8 or 9 years ago, and buy insurance across state lines. We could have had real, healthy, productive, market-based health care reform right now that people would love.
And we were so much on that track. But really, right now, already 13 million Americans have health savings accounts, and in the account is the thing that let people put money aside.
Yep.
They would save money on these high deductible policies. They could put it aside so that they had money to pay these high deductible policies.
And folks, I want
but
you to know,
the deductibles were like just $1,000 or $2,000, not $6,000 like Obamacare, and people are exposed. They basically feel they don't have health insurance because they cannot pay that right. first $6,000 deductible.
So we need a candidate that can go toe-to-toe with the Democrats. The Republicans need a candidate that can go toe-to-toe with the Democrats on this issue and other issues. Who is that candidate going to be? And can that candidate, can the person, and the question is, can the person who could do that be nominated?
Well, I believe that the whoever the candidate is, the American people select as the most viable person to be the next president of the United States and to defeat Hillary is going to have a serious health policy proposal. The front runners now are Carson and Trump. I don't believe that they understand the governance that's required
right,
to be
right.
president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that the next year, Marco Rubio is certainly distinguishing himself. People say he looks young. He's the same age Obama was when he was
that's
elected
right.
in 2008.
He and Cruz are the same age.
Marco Rubio was the speaker of the Florida House of Representatives, for crying out loud. I mean, that's a serious legislative body. He understands the legislative process.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't had governance. I think very likely, if it were somebody like Rubio, or if it were somebody like Cruz, that they would then have a vice presidential candidate that would sort of balance that out. But then we also have Jeb Bush. Now, I know people think, you know, another Bush, but
Can he get nominated, though? He's really having a hard time getting nominated, isn't he?
He was the best governor of a generation.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what?
Governor of Florida.
But you know what? We had a great human being and probably a great governor running for a Republican last time. He got nominated, but he couldn't get elected. And that's the difference, is you got to have a candidate to get nominated and elected if you're on either party. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.